Lots of folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day and beating a hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, trying to get out of the old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. The police at the port of entry say, you're number 15,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, friend, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California's a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
Woody's longtime friend, actor Will Geer.
I can remember we'd be away sometime on a trip or shooting pictures here, and we'd come home. The house was always open, and we'd find the refrigerator door stuffed in it on a grocery bag. He'd come in and had some watermelon or something to eat. And in return, he wrote out in a grocery bag, wrote out a little ballad. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we'd ever save those. We did save a lot of them, but I suppose there must be thousands of ballads that he wrote out that are lost and are gone. It's true, we have thousands left. But he wrote constantly and considerably all the time. There wasn't hardly a pause when he wasn't driving or singing himself that he wasn't writing.
There's a little black train a-coming, coming down the track. You gotta ride that little black train, but it ain't a-gonna bring you back. May be a barroom gambler and cheat your way through life, but you can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. You silken barroom ladies dressed in your worldly pride, you gotta ride that little black train's coming in tonight. Your $1 million fortune, your mansion glittering white, you can't take it with you when the train rolls in tonight. Your business right, you've got to ride that little black train to make this final ride. You silken barroom ladies dressed in your worldly pride, you've got to ride that little black train, it's coming in tonight. You may be a barroom gambler, cheat your way through life, but you can't cheat that little black train or beat this final ride. There's a little black train a-coming, coming down the track. You've got to ride that little black train, but it ain't gonna bring you back.
So I'd asked him to come east, so that winter he stowed himself up in his winter underwear and hitchhiked across the country in a blizzard, that famous blizzard of that year, and arrived in our apartment in New York, lived with us on 56th Street. It was a small apartment, formerly occupied by Francis Farmer, and between the baby's diapers and Woody, who was sewed up in his underwear, got to be pretty raunchy. And I remember Herta saying that something had to be done about it, so.
Take a whip, take a whip, take a whip on me. Everybody take a whip on me. Hey, hey, baby. baby, take a whiff on me. Take a whiff, take a whiff, take a whiff on me. Everybody take a whiff on me. Hey, hey, baby, take a whiff on me.
I got him into the bathroom one day. He'd always get up in the morning, got into the bathroom early. He never locked the door. He'd sit on the pot. And if you had to come in and use the pot, why, he'd move over to the edge of the tub and keep on singing and rehearsing his songs. He loved to sing, and that's where a lot of songs I first heard, like Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ was a man that traveled through the land, hard-working man and brave. He said to the rich, give your goods to the poor. So they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Yes, Jesus was a man, a carpenter by hand, his followers true and brave. One dirty coward called Judas Iscariot has laid poor Jesus in his grave. He went to the preacher, he went to the sheriff, told them all the same. Sell all of your jewelry and give it to the poor. So they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. When Jesus come to town, the working folks around believed what he did say. The bankers and the preachers, they nailed him on a cross, and they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Now the working people followed him around, sang and shouted gay. But the cops and soldiers nailed him in the air, and they laid Jesus Christ in his grave. Well, the people held their breath when they heard about his death. Everybody wondered why. It was the landlord and the soldiers that he hired to nail Jesus Christ in the sky. This song was made in New York City of rich man's and preachers and slaves. If Jesus was to preach like he preached in Galilee, they would lay Jesus Christ in his grave.
Outside of Takes a Worried Man and songs about L.A. traffic, he used to write about the L.A. traffic, and he'd write about the jail. Any topic in the newspaper, he would sit down and write a song about, just incidental cases, a kid falling down a well, or he'd go back in history to the Titanic and write a song about that. It's like the song he wrote later when he got the prize for writing Ladies Auxiliary as the best auxiliary.
Oh, Ladies Auxiliary is a good auxiliary.
Folk Scene's Howard Larman.
Woody's close friend, former Almanac singer, Bess Hawes.
At the time that Ladies Auxiliary was written, the union movement was gradually turning into what I'm afraid you begin to see that it is now, and that is sort of a big business. The leadership were becoming essentially fat cats from Woody's point of view. And he found the Ladies Auxiliary, people who came to, who wrote him about writing them a song, rather offensive sort of people who were not particularly involved in the union at all, but were essentially sort of social women trying to find something interesting to do, that sort of thing, and he was very bored by this. I certainly don't think he meant it as a satire against women in general. The existence of the union made song, and he was very respectful of women who were involved in political activity, Aunt Molly Jackson, for instance, whom he knew and admired, who was a woman who was involved both in union activity, and she was a midwife, and she was a mother, and she had all kinds of roles during her life. Woody very strongly approved of this. I think the Ladies Auxiliary song was a poking fun at the kind of middle class pretensions rather than anything seriously opposed to women per se.
I ain't a knocking on our women, I love them as good as you. But women's mighty funny, and we all know that is true. Riding in the subway or walking along the street, these things our women wear for hats have really got me beat. Some wind around like serpents, some look like ice cream cones, some like flower gardens that blossom on their domes, some like grocery baskets, some look like rat traps, and you can't tell if they're going out or just a coming back. One may have a feather 10 feet in the sky, 15 yards of fishing net that falls down in her eyes. We love our women tenderly, weakness, we all got that. But you can sell a woman anything if you tell her it's a hat. Oh, the Ladies Auxiliary is a good auxiliary, the best auxiliary that you ever did see. If you need an auxiliary, see the Ladies Auxiliary. It's the Ladies Auxiliary.
I do want to tell the story about how I first met Woody.
Woody's wife, Marjorie Guthrie.
I was on tour with Martha Graham. I was dancing in her company. And we came to dance in St. Louis, and my sister, who lived close by, asked me to come to her house. And when I got there, she said, "Marge, I've got to play something for you, something fantastic." And so she played Woody singing Tom Joad. And I can remember sitting on the armchair in your living room, sis, and the tears came to my eyes as I listened to the story of Tom Joad as Woody sang it.
The Joad rolled away to the jungle camp. There they cooked a stew, and the hungry little kids of the jungle camp said, "We'd like to have some too." Said, "We'd like to have some too." Now a deputy sure fired loose at a man, shot a woman in the back. Before he could take his aim again, Preacher Casey dropped him in his track. Poor boy, Preacher Casey dropped him in his track. They handcuffed Casey and they took him to jail. And then he got away, and he met Tom Joad on the old river bridge, and these few words he did say, poor boy, these few words he did say. "I preached for the Lord a mighty long time, preached about the rich and the poor. Us working folks is all get together, 'cause we ain't got a chance anymore. We ain't got a chance anymore." Now the deputies come, and Tom and Casey run to the bridge where the water run down. But the vigilante thugs hit Casey with a club. They laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Poor Casey, they laid Preacher Casey on the ground. Tom Joad, he grabbed that deputy's club, hit him over the head. Tom Joad took flight in the dark, rainy night, and a deputy and a preacher lying dead. Two men, a deputy and a preacher lying dead.
Tom run back where his mother was asleep. He woke her up out of bed, and he kissed goodbye to the mother that he loved. Said what Preacher Casey said, Tom Joad. He said what Preacher Casey said. Everybody might be just one big soul. Well, it looks that way to me. Everywhere that you look in the day or night, that's where I'm a-gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm a-gonna be. Wherever little children are hungry and cry, wherever people ain't free, wherever men are fighting for their rights, that's where I'm a-gonna be, Ma. That's where I'm a-gonna be.
And I think, like all good art, if it really is a good song, it is good for always, because people are still people. And I am delighted to see not only Arlo, so many other young people do sing Woody songs in their own way. And if he were here today, he would be the first one to say, great, change it, do anything you want. My songs belong to you. I wrote them for you. And so I think that because they have a kind of, like the Deportees song, is there any time when that would not be relevant?
Well, some are illegal and some are not wanted. Our work contract's out and we've got to move on. 600 miles to that Mexico border. They chase us like outlaws, like rustlers, like thieves. Goodbye to my one, goodbye, Rosalita. Adios, mi amigo, Jesus and Maria. You won't have a name when you ride the big airplane, and all they will call you will be deportee.
I worked in your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you'll seen us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California and Arizona, I make all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always we ramble, that river and I, all along your green valley I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Or any of the songs about your country, or any of the songs about people, or Harriet Tubman that honors a great woman, these songs are our history. And it will always be timely. The question is, will enough young people go back and read it? Will enough young people be interested in the past? I think sometimes I get upset when, even with my own children, I have to remind you, you know, you come from somewhere. You belong to a couple thousand year old family. And it's exciting to look back because it gives you ideas for the future. And so Woody's just one of those little periods of time in the thousands of years of human existence where he did make what was meaningful for his time relevant to himself, to the past, and I do believe to the future.
I ain't got no home, I'm just a roaming round. Just a wandering worker, I go from town to town, and the police make it hard wherever I may go, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. My brothers and my sisters are stranded on this road, a hot and dusty road that a million feet have trod. Rich man took my home and drove me from my door, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Was a farming on the shares, and always I was poor. My crops I lay into the banker's store. My wife took down and died up on the cabin floor, and I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
To recognize Woody's birthday after a struggle of how many years?
Well, I tell you, it wasn't that it was a struggle for so many years. There was no action for many years. And then when some people wanted to do something, there were a handful, but very provocative, outspoken people who felt that Woody was a communist and we're not going to honor a communist in our city. But it turns out that the city has been wonderful. In fact, I'm so pleased to tell you that when I went to Okemah to visit, I was beautifully received. The newspaper was receptive to the idea of celebrating Woody and the fact that he had lived in Okemah. And now we're talking about restoring the house where he lived. And already they've got two water towers, which I saw when I was there. One of them said hot on it, and the other one said cold. And now we have a third water tower that says Home of Woody Guthrie. I think that's coming along.
I went down to the fishing hole, and I sat down with my fishing pole. Some grabbed my hook, and he got my bait, and he jerked me out in the middle of the lake. Some jumped. I got sunk. Baptized on a credit. Fishing down on the muddy bank, I felt a pull and I give a big yank. I hauled out three old rubber boots and a Ford radiator and a Chevrolet coupe. Handed in for national defense. Sitting in a boat with a bucket of beer, and I hadn't caught nothing, but I didn't much care. I guess I was pretty well satisfied. I had my little lady right by my side. Taking it easy, just waiting. Been gone off that hook for a couple hours.
And the state of Oklahoma, who published a very interesting magazine called Oklahoma Today, wrote a marvelous article, and on the front page it said, Woody Guthrie Patriot.
My race on earth is run. Will you miss me when I'm gone?
Woody was sick for quite a while. He was originally diagnosed as alcoholic, and then he told me, oh, that's impossible. Everybody drinks alcohol in Oklahoma from the time they're 4 years of age on. And so I believed him and knew that he was not an alcoholic. And then he was just cold, distressed, irritable. Years went by. And finally, when we were given the diagnosis, we were stunned. Because Woody's mother did die of Huntington's chorea. We knew this, but we had been told that he couldn't have it because only females have Huntington's. Now, I'm not so shocked or surprised because very recently a major magazine wrote that only males have it. So that misinformation, miseducation, not knowing, We placed Woody in a mental institution. He didn't belong there, but I was told that's where he had to be. And he agreed to it. And he said, look, we'll give our kids the best possible life that we can. And I'll live in the hospital and you raise the kids. And that's what I did.
Will you miss me when I'm gone?
We were poor people because in the days that Woody was writing, you didn't make money being a folk singer. You had to be what he called a Moon June Spoon music writer. And he didn't write those kind of songs. And it wasn't until years later, in 1952, that the Weavers recorded So Long It's Been Good to Know You. And that was really the first money we ever made. And even today, people look at me and they think that, you know, we're very wealthy after all, the great Woody Guthrie. Yes, he's great in the hearts of people, and people all sing his songs, but how many people do you know have a Woody Guthrie album? You know, you can count them. But we did not feel that we were poor people in the sense that we were very happy with our lives. We were creative people, and that money was not the criteria of a good, rich life.
I'll sing this song, but I'll sing it again, of the place that I lived on the West Texas plains. In the city of Pampa, the county of Gray, here's what all of the people there say. Well, it's so long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. So long, it's been good to know you. This dusty old dust is blowing me home. I've got to be drifting along.
Tonight You Belong to Me was performed by Folk Uke and features Arlo Guthrie and Willie Nelson on guitars, with ukulele and vocals by their daughters, Kathy Guthrie and Amy Nelson. And that's this week's From the Vault. All materials used in this program were derived from the Pacifica Radio Archives and included KPFK's A Tribute to Woody Guthrie, broadcast in 1971, KPFA's Hard Traveling, Woody Guthrie Remembered, 1972. WBAI's Here's to You, Birthday Tribute to Woody Guthrie, 1972. From the Vault, the series, is broadcast on the Pacifica Radio Network with 5 stations in Berkeley, Los Angeles, New York City, Washington, D.C., Houston, Texas, and 120 affiliates nationwide. This episode was produced by Mark Torres. The series is produced by Brian DeShazer and Mark Torres, and executive produced by the Pacifica Radio Archives and Brian DeShazer. We are now streaming and podcasting online at FromTheVaultRadio.org. For more information, call the Pacifica Radio Archives at 1-800-735-0230. From the Vault is presented as part of the Pacifica Radio Archives Preservation and Access Project, which is supported in part by an award from the National Endowment of the Arts and grants from the Grammy Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the University of California Berkeley's Moffitt Library, the Pacifica Foundation, and from contributions from Pacifica Station listeners. Our theme music is by Kevin Drum Holiday. I'm Haunani Singer. Thanks for listening.